Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Lord.
You've joined the Wednesday.
Hallelujah.
International Victory Service.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of the Potter's House. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Our motto is, we are co-workers in the kingdom of God. Our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, beginning at the 1st through the 6th verses. And the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah, saying, arise and go down to the Father's house. And there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I arose and went down to the potter's house. And behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Glory to God. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. And I submit to you on this wonderful Wednesday evening that the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us, in Jesus' name.
All of our new listeners, hallelujah, and all of you little sweethearts, we welcome you. Hallelujah. Everybody, take out your Bibles, hallelujah. Take out your composition notebook, your ink pen, hallelujah. Take out your communion elements, hallelujah. So we have a lot of scriptures to share tonight, and you may want to take some notes, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may want to write down names also of people that you want to, whose name you want to put into the atmosphere when we pray for our friends and family. Hallelujah. And our communion elements, it's the meal that heals. You may want to write down names of people that, and you don't want to forget them. That's why you want to write them down, people that you want to stand proxy for. When we pray for our friends, our family, hallelujah, people that you want to stand before God for, you may know someone that's incarcerated, someone that needs a touch from the Lord, someone is having trouble in their mind. Hallelujah. We put their names before the Lord and let God do the work. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. Don't forget to reset those alarms. Hallelujah. 5 or 10 minutes prior to the time so you can start along on time with us. 7 a.m., Every morning we have praise and worship. Hallelujah. We start the day off with the Lord. Hallelujah. And asking God to bless the rest of our day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, 7 a.m. every morning, praise and worship. Here Tuesday Evening Institute at 7 p.m. Institute of Biblical Learning, 7 p.m. Wednesday evening, our Midweek Victory, Miracle Victory Service. Hallelujah. The first Friday of the month, we are putting our children on the altar. We are calling their names out before the Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The children, hallelujah, your godchildren, your grandchildren, to every child you know, make a list, hallelujah, write down the numbers and names of their school, their administrations of the school, hallelujah. If you know the bus driver that drives your child to school, write down the bus driver's name too, the principal, hallelujah, the teachers, in the name of Jesus. We don't want not one active shooter incident this year. Hallelujah. We asking God put the angels at the doors and the windows of the school buildings. Hallelujah. On the playgrounds, on the school grounds. In the name of Jesus, we want to cover our kids. We want our children saved. S-A-D-E-D. Saved. And we want the parents to bring them to church on Sundays so they can be taught the word of God. Hallelujah. That's the first Friday of the month. The second Friday of the month. Hallelujah. And the children, that 60-minute children's victory hour, that is with Grandma Kibi. Grandma Kibi has a burden in her heart for the children. Hallelujah. And we're going to all band together with Grandma Kibi with calling our children's names out to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You send your children to school every day, and you don't know what they're being taught and who's teaching them. Hallelujah. But when they come to the house of the Lord, you know what's being put in them. Hallelujah. And you know the people that's over your children in church are sanctified. And that's the first Friday of the month. The second Friday of the month is Men's and Women's Fellowship. From 7 to 7:40, it's a men's fellowship with the pastor and Minister Jerry and Pastor Theodis Lee. Hallelujah. And then 7:50 until 8:30 is the women's fellowship of yours truly, Elder Kibi and Pastor Maxine Lee. Hallelujah. We may not be able to tell you ahead of time what we will talk, what the subject will be, but I tell you, it's going to be scripture-based. Hallelujah. And it's going to be enlightening. Hallelujah. And it's going to be, we're going to say what Jesus said about the scripture. Okay? We're going to say what Jesus said about the scripture. Hallelujah. And Sundays, yes, Sundays at 3 p.m. is our International Victory Miracle Service, heard all over the world, literally all over the world. Hallelujah. So if you have family on the other side of the world, hallelujah, call them up. Give them the phone number. Hallelujah. At least they can be in service with you. Hallelujah. At the same time, thank you, Lord. We thank God for all that he's done and doing and going to do. Hallelujah. Yes. And we don't want you to forget. Also, the first Sunday of the month is our Potter's House Challenge, and the first and second Sunday of the month, the first Sunday of the month is Friends and Family Sunday. So we want you to make a list of all everybody you want to invite. Hallelujah. Write phone numbers beside it. Then the first and second Sunday of the month, we have our Potter's House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner. Third Sunday of the month, we have our Birthday Corner with Malachi Murphy. Hallelujah. Blessing the with a gift and a card the people whose birthdays is in that month. Hallelujah. Then the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. Head of our Elder Kibi. Hallelujah. Teaching the children. Sunday, they're able to share with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. They're able to have a review, and they share with us, and they always leave us with a beautiful keepsake. Hallelujah. Something that has been made in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. We thank God for having qualified people over our children, teaching them about Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. And that fourth Sunday is also when a guest speaker comes in. Our guest speaker for the month of January is Bishop Dwight Smith of Victorious Life Ministries. Hallelujah. He will be here Hallelujah. And he is a tremendous teacher of the word of God. Even the youngest person will be able to understand, hallelujah, how when he breaks down the word of God to him. After that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. Hallelujah. So come out. Invite someone to come to church with you, hear the word of God, and then to have dinner with you. Hallelujah. We thank God for our new buildings, beautiful edifice. Hallelujah. Beautiful dining room, the beautiful dining hall. Hallelujah. Beautiful classrooms and offices. We thank God for the done. Hallelujah. We thank God for our shower stations, for our homeward bound friends in Northeast, Southwest, and Baltimore City. We thank God for adding on to the church through our homeward bound friends. Hallelujah. And we also like to thank everyone that's been using, hallelujah, our Cash App, which is $TPH2023, our GoFundMe page, which is Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, and also our post office box, which is 24554 Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. We have a gift for you. If you've sown into the household of the Lord, we have a thank you gift for you. And thank you so much. Hallelujah. We also have a campaign that is continuing, and that is our scripture wristbands. So when you come to church, let Elder QB know how many bags of scripture wristbands you need. And for a donation of $5, you're able to get a bag that has five beautiful wristbands in it, and they have been our latest witnessing tool. And we have been so successful blessing people's lives with the scripture wristbands. So let her know how many bags you need. Hallelujah. She'll get them to you. And we just thank God for all that he's done and doing and going to do. Keep us in prayer, the ministry. When you go on the ministry's website, rymmi.org, pray for those other kingdom partners you see there. Hallelujah, that they'll continually be strengthened, giving out the word of God, drawing people unto Jesus. Hallelujah, and thank you so much. God bless you. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this wonderful Wednesday evening. To them that believe and are willing to receive. Hallelujah. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of you in Radio Land, all of you in the body of Christ that have joined us in our crusade to tell at least one person a day that you love them. And the icing on the cake is to tell them that God loves them too. Hallelujah. And one of the greatest forms of love is to pray for others. Somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They took a little time to pray for me. They called out my name to the Father God. We need to do the same. The Bible says in Luke 18:1, men are always to pray and not to faint. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, we're to pray without ceasing. The Bible says in Matthew 5:44, we ought to pray for those that don't treat us right, our enemies. We're supposed to love them. Hallelujah. The Bible says in James 5:16, that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. We're going to pray for others. We realize that when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the blessings coming down as we place people's names up in the atmosphere of blessings tonight. As I play the selection of prayer in the background, begin to articulate, begin to verbalize, begin to name those names out loud, wherever you are, if you can. If you have work and you can take 3 minutes, go ahead, go to the restroom and call out people's names to the Father God. And then expect and watch and thy kingdom be done thy will. Like for me and my family, my wife, teachers, myself, Nikki, Daniel, Daniel, Pamela, Chris and Keith, Tiny, Earl, Tavon, Kimberly, Tia, Lisa, Keisha, Michael and Mark and Ariana, Nicholas and Domi, Reggie, Elijah, Malachi, Xavier, Jaheim, Emmanuel, Evelyn, Tamara, Travion, Oscar, Gazelda, Aiden, EJ, Ezekiel, Kai, Zane, Joshua, Lauren, Knowledge, Jay, Darcy, Jay Jr., Jaleesa, Janine, Jarrell, Viola, Lewis, Felisa, Regina, Dwight, Corey, Antonio, Dexter, Marion, Pebbles, hallelujah, first Antoine, hallelujah, Dexter, Marion, Rachel, Bernie, Kirsten, Damon, Precious, hallelujah, Spencer Johnson, Joseph Atkins, Anna James, hallelujah, and family, Juliet, Andrea, Juliet, Gina and family, hallelujah. Tony and Ricky Bird, Sarah Bright and family, Linda Ginger Mills and Sandra Brendan family, Bright Jamie LaVon's Italian, Tommy Owens and family, Pamela Bird, Naomi, Timmy, Bobby and family, Jesse Bird, Maria, Tanya, Calvin, Robin, Cam, Bob and family, Christopher Bird, Tanya, Nellie, Helena, Tiffany, CJ and Armani and family, hallelujah. Phyllis Preston's family, Sally Levy and family, Denise in a family, hallelujah. Paul, Terrence, Richard Thomas, Kathy Rudy and family, Shirley, Michelle, Marvin, James Kelly and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Adama Carter and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Raymond Banks and family, Deanna Ruhr and family, Angela Ruhr and family, Patty Collins and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Elwood, Ernest, David, Geneva and family, coming down to that, the Pumpkin and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jackie and the family. All our in-laws, outlaws, and other relatives. Our uncles and aunts, nieces and nephews and cousins. Come thy kingdom be done that will, like all our bonus family members. Come thy kingdom be done that will, like Elder and Minister Miles and family. Elder Lester and family. Elder QB and family. Elder Renola Carr and family. Elder Rosetta Terry and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Minister Jerry Cleveland and family, Rakim and family, Minister Linda and family, Minister Doreen and family, Minister Jane and family, Minister Janice and family, Minister Carol King and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Pastor Don Seed and family, Pastor Tom Flynn and family, Pastor Jason Roseburn and family, Pastor Ethan Wall and family, Pastor Max Reed and Theodore Lee and family, Pastor Cornelius James and family, Pastor Mary Hadley and family, Pastor Natasha McGill and family, Pastor Arnold Henry and family, Pastor David Brown and family, another Pastor David Brown and family, another Pastor David Brown and family. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Nisi Brown and family, Denise Brown and family, another Denise Brown and family. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Lorenzo Bedford and family, Sheila Bedford and family. Hallelujah, glory to God. Pastor Cynthia and family, Father Rudolph Green and family, Sister Nancy and family, Evangelist Lorraine Gamble and family, Evangelist Julian family, Jennifer and family, Evangelist Margaret Pearson and family, Evangelist Tina Spencer and family, hallelujah, hallelujah, Bishop Larry Somerville and family, Bishop Carl Pearson family, Bishop Clark Pearson family, Bishop Brandon McBride and family, Bishop Waters and family, Bishop Wendell Saunders and family, Bishop Graham McMillan and family, hallelujah, Archbishop Terry Robinson and family, Archbishop Marcia Abrams and family, hallelujah. Apostle Margie Mercy and family, Apostle Dustin Harper and family, Apostle Evans and family, Apostle Hayden and family, Apostle Hannah and family, Chief Apostle Mary Osborne and family, hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. Adrian Scott and family, hallelujah, glory to God. William Owens and family, Brother, hallelujah, glory to God. Brother Harry Warsaw and family, my Easter Warsaw and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Bless your both, thank you, blah, 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 blah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Leslie and Don Govard and family. Valerie and Tony Montone and family. Deanna Chipley and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Russell Navadar and family. Milton Russell and family. Milton Whaley and family. Glory to God. Wilshire and Casey and Langmont. Tina Thompson and family. Jaconda Barnes and family. Joy Barnes and family. Another Joy and family. Another Joy and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sheila Williams and family, Cheryl Williams and family, Brenda Williams and family, Brenda Meredith family, the Duke family, the Herman family, the Dickerson family, hallelujah. Regina Bruce's family, hallelujah, glory to God. Ruby Smith's family, hallelujah, glory to God. Dr. Aubrey Thompson and family, Dr. Wenda Madden family, Dr. Nancy McKnight and family, Dr. Helene Russell and family, Dr. Karen Trenton Mims and family, Dr. Benjamin Ratcher and family, Dr. Lynette Brown and family, Dr. Douglas and Teresa Wilson and family, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Carolyn Powell's and family, Joseph Powell's and family, Rosa and family, hallelujah, glory to God, Marvin and family, hallelujah, James Worthy and family, Al Lyra and family, Michael Irvin and family, Dr. Babel and family, hallelujah, Avis Moran and family, Norman Nevins and family, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, we bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Joanne Tinkers and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Elder Kelly and family. Hallelujah. Mother Banks and family. Mother Janice Bruce and family. Mother Dine and family. Thank you, Lord. Courtney and family. Hallelujah. Glory to Sydney and family. Miracle and family. Another miracle and family. Marvelous and family, hallelujah, glory to Kenneth Mitchell and family,
yes.
Warren and family, hallelujah, another jury and family, hallelujah, glory to God, brother Harry Warsaw and family, and Maisha Warsaw and family again, hallelujah, Margaret Cook Gaines and family, hallelujah, Lenore Smith and family, Valerie Hammond family,
any faces or anything, look like America, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Lord, hallelujah, glory to God.
Thank you. Jesus.
That's what Jesus said. That's the way it's supposed to be.
I love Jesus too.
Teach your kids to praise him and give him the glory before they go to sleep. Read him a Bible story. Oh. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Children want the same. Oh, yeah. But most importantly, is that kids love Jesus. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, little boys and girls. Ooh. Well, that's okay. Cause KLJ. Hallowed be thy name. Children want to sing. But most importantly, is that kids love Jesus too. Now, now, now. All the kids say, now, now, now.
Unexpected vacation, but you had an extra day probably to study for a test. extra day to stay home and chill, get some rest, have fun with your family. Hallelujah. Go outside and throw some snowballs or whatever, or just to relax. Just to relax. And tonight, okay, taking into consideration, this is the first month of the year, and a lot of graduations, and let's say will be going on in June. But let's say the end of the school year will be in June. So you know what? It's time to buckle down. It's time to buckle down and get serious. If you weren't serious when school started, hallelujah, you in middle school, elementary, high school, it's still time to buckle down. Habakkuk 2:2 talks about writing down the vision, okay? I shared that with you a little while ago, that you're never too young to think about what you want to do or what you want to be when you grow up, and you're never too young to write down your vision, what you have in mind, okay, what you want to do, okay? And I also spoke about doing a vision board. How many of you did that? How many of you made that vision board, okay? Did you find that picture of that car? Did you find the picture of that home, okay? Did you find the picture of that dog or that cat? And did you put it on the board, okay? Sometimes we have to keep things ever before us in a picture, okay? And that helps us out. And sometimes you may get discouraged, and you may say, well, I'm too tired to even go on. When you're able to see a picture in front of you, you say, no, I got my hopes and my dreams on that car, or I have my hopes and dreams on getting that grade in that class, okay? You can even cut out the letter A's or even the number 100 and put it on that vision board, because that's what you want to get in your classes. If hopefully E or an A still stand for the highest grade in the class, and the number's 100, if you have a number system as your grade, you can make those out and put them on that vision board. Then, okay, and put in mind your goals, okay, for the year, and set your face like flint. In other words, okay, a better picture for you is when you see a horse in a race, he has blinders on that he cannot see on his right or on his left. He can only see straight ahead, okay? So all of y'all are in a race, okay? So you have to make up your mind about your study hours, how many hours you're going to study, how many, if you're going to allow yourself, how many minutes a day that you're going to go or you allow yourself to play on your games. And I really mean, you may have to set an alarm, because once you get on that, if you don't want to play a game, if you want to go on YouTube or Facebook, set an alarm. Say, well, I'm going to give half an hour. Then you set an alarm for half an hour from the time that you start until, you know, that you open up social media. When that half an hour alarm goes off, put down that phone. Go back to your studies, okay? Because it's very easy to be on there for hours and hours. I used to think, how can anybody be on Facebook or social media for hours and hours? But I found out the time can go by so fast. You see one thing from to another that's so intriguing, that and little stories on there, little skits on there that teach life lessons, that before you know it, you spend 3 hours on it. And there are other things that you could have been doing that could have been profitable to you. That could have been profitable to your home, your studies, to you. If you want to memorize things, how can you memorize if you've given your mind and your time to social media? Social media is a good thing, but it has its place and it has its limits, okay? So you may want to set an alarm, okay? For how much time did you want to stay there? And all things, how much time you want to give to the Lord? And that should be first thing in the morning. Hallelujah. First thing in the morning. Not leaving him for the last at night, last thing at night. Because you know what? If you think you're going to lay across your bed and give God a half an hour or 2 hours, you know what? As soon as you start reading, you know what's going to happen, right? Because you had such a long day, you don't start snoring. You don't fall asleep. So therefore, ask God to bless your day first thing in the morning. Wake up maybe 15 minutes, 15, 20 minutes earlier than what you're used to getting up. Okay? Ask the Lord and build yourself up too. You may say, I want to spend a half an hour in prayer in the morning. Okay, but it may not be realistic to say, to start off like that, okay? So therefore, do 5 or 10 minutes or do 7 minutes. Set your alarm, 7 minutes. As you're building yourself up to more time, more and more and more time, okay? If we're going to give Jesus Christ 10% of our increase of our finances, why not give him that much 10% of our day? Okay, but it may not. You may not be able to do that, but you can set your alarm to give him a certain amount of time before you get to school, before you go off to school. And I'm gonna tell you something that will be so profitable to you if you're able to get up in the morning and bless the Lord first thing in the morning. He will bless you to get good grades. He will bless you to have favor with the administration, favor with your teachers, in all way with you may not have had. You may not have. Turn in a project on time, or you needed more time with a project. Don't you know God will give you favor with your teacher, and they'll say, you know what? I'm gonna give you another day.
Amen.
God can do it. God can do it. And these things that I'm speaking to you about blessing the Lord before you even start your homework, I experienced this. I did this all through school. I would honor the Lord before I did my homework. I would open up the Bible. I may not have understood everything I was reading, but I honored God before I did my homework. And don't you know, I was on an honor roll. Even in college, the dean's list. God will bless you when you honor him. When you are about God's business, God will be about your business. And watch who you hang around with, young people. Okay, I shared that before. Watch who you hang around. 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, bad company ruins good morals. So therefore, don't think you're going to keep a good name if you're running with the hood rat of the campus or someone in school that does not have a good name. Okay, because you know what? Because they're going to say, oh, birds of a feather flock together. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the young man I see running through the neighborhood and slashing tires. You may not know that he does that, but someone else see, and you know what? Because they see you with that person, they're going to think that you're just like that person. And you're not. You're innocent. But your mom already told you, I need you to come away from that buddy that you be hanging with, okay? But you can't pick my friends from me. Oh, he's so nice. That's my buddy. That's our homework buddy. That's this and that. But your mama sees something that you don't see, honey. You may not understand. Just do what your mother said do. And you know what? God's going to open up your understanding later on. But and ask God, Lord, my mom said that she doesn't want me to hang around with so-and-so anymore. But Lord, I don't know how to withdraw myself from my friend or whatever. Lord God, I need you to do it. Watch God do it. Watch God do it. And you know what? And if you are the closer, the more you draw closer to God, I tell you, and you talk about the Lord, invite your friends to church, then the more you talk about God, you believe you me, your friends that don't believe in God, they'll drop off. You'll be looking around for them, and they just think that you're just too weird. And you want them Jesus freaks, and they will leave you alone. Okay? They will leave you alone. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, it will. So watch who you hang around with. Everything that you do and everything you say, you want to honor God. Okay? Because you're going to want God to honor you. The way you want him to honor you is you want him to continue to supply your every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. You want him to bless you, bring all things back to your remembrance when you have a test. You want him to bless you with the clothes you need, everything. You want him to give you the fly gear to be able to go to school and look just as good as the rest of the students. You want him to have you, to make you the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, on the college campus and on high school, middle school, elementary. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. So put God to the test. Try him. Hallelujah. He won't let you down. He's not like one of them fair weather friends you had. You get ready, get your tail beat, and you look around for your buddies, and your buddies have already ran because the person get ready to beat you up is bigger than them. And they left you there all by yourself to fight your own battle. God's not like that. Okay? When you whisper, Jesus, I need you now, Jesus will be there. He is as close to you as your very breath. Okay? So, young people, be encouraged to live for the Lord. Okay? He won't let you down. He'll be the best friend you've ever had around. Thank you so much. And we love you, and enjoy the rest of your week. Back to you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the children's corner, to them that believe and are willing to receive.
Come on, come on, come on.
And every time. Verse 26.
We do this.
1 John chapter 3. Verse 1 and 2. 2 John chapter 1. Verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100. Declare. We are your children. And the sheep are your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. And he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorpost and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorpost and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said to bring you in remembrance that we may plead together, that we may be justified. And we are justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt and of the world shall ever take you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood of today. We remember you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our forefathers and failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught that brings to naught, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse that is us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire,
fire, fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire,
in Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to north, makes to north, brings to nil, reverses, illustrates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our families and our bonus families according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4:17. 2 Kings, the
first chapter.
Acts 1:8. Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor,
shaped
in the image of God,
full of integrity and truth,
mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual
kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's
perspective,
and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens.
Five, 4 minutes again. We give the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Able to keep us from falling. If it's not a faultless, before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, see the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1:24-25. Hallelujah. Pastor Pete, what time is it now? Hallelujah. Pastor Pete, unmute your phone. Now, what time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, we don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captive free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. To them that believe and are willing to receive. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you and your satanic cohorts. You are under our feet. We curse you for the written command. You be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for the harvest on the seed sown today. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we give you the praise and we give you the honor and we glorify your name and we bless your name in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches, before we go into prayer, I think you ought to give the addresses for tonight.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for the word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God, first of all, for every opportunity that we even have to get around the word, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
It's an honor and a privilege.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's a boatload of scriptures tonight, y'all. Hallelujah. John 14:6. Acts. Chapter 4, verse 12, Galatians 6:7, John 1:1-3, John 1:14, Psalms 119:105, Genesis 2:17, Romans 6:23, Romans 10:9, 10, and 13, John 3:3b, 2 Corinthians 5:17, and Luke 6:38. Ooh.
Only 12 scriptures, that's all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor Pete.
You're welcome, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
On March 23rd, 1940, a program started NBC Radio. It was hosted by Ralph Edwards. And in 1950, that show went to TV. It started out at NBC and ended up on CBS. Edwards was the host of that show. There have been many hosts of that show since then. But what was significant about this show, it was a game show. It's hard to visualize game shows on radio. But we were able to see it on TV in 1950. When we think of game shows, some of them parallel life, but life is no game, y'all.
Amen. Amen, amen.
We need to understand. Although I'm talking about a game show, life is no game. Now, that game show, the premise of that game show was for someone to answer a trivia question in a few seconds and get it right.
Okay.
They need to do that before the gong or the bell sounded. If they did not get it right, and most of the time they didn't, they had to suffer the consequence.
Oh, wow.
And usually the consequence was some ridiculous thing they had to endure or go through. Well, I know you're wondering, what's the title of tonight's message? The title of tonight's message is Truth or Consequences. The title of tonight's message, you tell someone, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
The title of tonight's message. The
title of tonight's message.
Is Truth.
Is Truth.
Or Consequence.
Consequences.
Now, let me just share some salient or important facts to you. Knowledge is information. True knowledge is a fact, Jack. It comes from God.
All right.
Some knowledge that comes from man is not true because man will lie to you.
Amen.
God won't lie to you, y'all.
Amen, he can't. Thank you, Jesus.
His word is there to let you know what the true facts of life are. You get truth or you get the consequences. Truth brings a blessing.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Consequences.
Uh-oh.
It gives a lesson, too, but it may not be a blessing.
It may not be a lesson you want to learn.
I tell you. Now, let's start with the first scripture. What's the first scripture?
John 14:6. It says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Truth is Jesus. He said, I am the truth. You're looking for truth, a situation in your life, about circumstances, go to Jesus. Because he's the truth. He's the life.
Yeah.
He's the way to find truth, y'all. By KCKD and my mama. Give me the next scripture.
Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
He is the way, the truth, and the life. You can't see Buddha and the Hindu gods, all thousands of them, and all the other different religions, and expect to find truth. Because the word of God says Jesus is the truth. He is the way.
Amen. The truth and the life. Thank you, Jesus.
Give me another scripture, please.
Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Look here, truth or consequences. You deal with truth, you're going to live. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You're going to live. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be the head and not the tail, above only not the knee. You're going to be the blessing. But if you seek anything else, you're going to have to suffer the consequences. Give me another scripture.
John 1:1-3. Thank God for the word. John 1:1-3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
You can stop right there. I know we got another scripture to hit, but you stop right there. You must understand the truth is Jesus.
Yeah.
None other, because he's the Word. He's the Word of God. Read 14.
Yes, and the Word was made flesh.
Wait a minute here.
And
he's the Word, and the Word was made flesh. Go ahead.
And dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
He got the truth, y'all. Why do you say he got the truth? Because he is the truth. Everybody searching for truth, searching all that. I'm looking for truth. I got my backpack on, and I'm searching through the desert, through this, looking for truth. And he was right there on your doorstep. Wherever you were, Jesus was there. He is the truth. He is the answer, truth for consequences. You accept any other source other than Jesus, suffer the consequences. It's not that there's a curse on you, because Jesus removed the curse from the law. He made a new law. It's the law of love. So all those curses you see in the Old Testament, they're not apropos today. They're not fitting today. For some of y'all that read the Word of God and you want to read a scripture and you hear it, destroy my enemies and open up the earth and swallow, that's not apropos today. In the New Testament, it says to love your enemies. Do good to them that despitefully you. It's a new law. Jesus fulfilled the... He is truth, y'all.
Amen.
That's the truth, Dad. Some people want to quote the Old Testament and say, eye for an eye and tooth for tooth. That's all Jesus said in the New Testament. You've heard that. But that's the old covenant, the old agreement, the old contract, the Old Testament, the new ones that love. By this shall men know that you are my disciples, that you love one, have loved one to another. Truth for consequences. One thing Sister Proverbs is trying to tell you something. It was leaning towards the New Testament. It was trying to tell you something. You're up there trying to dig a hole for somebody who's messing with you. And Proverbs said, I think it's Proverbs 26:27. I might be mistaken. But it says, the hole you dig, you're going to fall in it. Mm. You want to roll a rock down on somebody that's been rolling rocks on you, the rock is going to make a U-turn to come back and get you.
Amen.
That's the consequence.
Amen.
Now we are talking about love. This is the time for love, y'all. I render evil for evil.
Amen.
Go shake, cake, mama, go shake, that mama. Give me another scripture.
Psalm 119:105.
Mm-hmm.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
Stop right there. What's the word? Jesus. He is the word made flesh. He's a light, a lamp unto our feet. He lets you know where you are. He lets you know the truth of where you are standing. Go ahead, read some more.
Hallelujah. And a light unto my path.
He lets you know if you're headed in the right direction, y'all. When you feed the word of God, you're reading Jesus.
Amen.
He is the word.
Yes, he is.
Go ahead, give me another scripture.
Genesis 2:17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Truth of consequences. Truth of consequences. If you read some more in Genesis, Sister Eve was talking to the devil. Sister Eve said, God said, don't eat it and don't touch it. He didn't say that. He said, just don't eat it. She might have been able to hold it, to rub the apples or the pomegranates or whatever fruit it was. But the bottom line, she wasn't even dealing with the truth. And then, you know, the devil is the father of liars, so you know he wasn't dealing with the truth. Truth or consequences. Stand on the truth, y'all. Don't you dare stand on a lie. And there's no such thing as a white lie or a half-truth. A half-truth is a whole lie, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
In the game, truth or consequences, you had to get the answer right. Not half right. It had to be right or you suffered the consequences. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Now, you stand on truth, you get a gift. Hello?
Amen.
You stand on the word of God, you get a gift. Hallelujah.
Oh, really?
But if you don't stand on the truth, and you deal with sin, you done earned something. You earned the consequence. The wages of sin is death.
Mm-hmm.
But gift of God, you stand on God. You stand on the truth of God. You stand on Jesus. You get gifts. Glory to God. How many of y'all like gifts?
Oh, yes, everybody.
Glory to God. Bonus. Hallelujah. Extra. Oh, love gifts. Hallelujah. Especially, I know a lot of people like gifts at the Christmas time or their birthday or the anniversary or something or other. They love gifts. You get gifts when you stand on the truth. You get consequences when you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Give me another scripture.
Romans 10:9-13.
Go ahead now.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The 13th verse says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Look here. When you speak out of your mouth, you're speaking Jesus out of your mouth, because he is the word. You speak it out of your mouth and believe that he lived, died, and rose again, you're saved. You won't get a bunch of gifts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if you don't do this, if you don't hook yourself up with the truth, you're going to get the consequences. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Title tonight is Truth or Consequences. It's a fork in the road. Scientists say that the cognitive neuroscientists say it's when your frontal lobe gets into a superposition where you have a fork in the road. You can go left or you can go right. You got a decision to make. The Bible said, you need to choose truth rather than the consequences, because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God in Christ Jesus is eternal life. Watch out now. Give me another scripture.
John 3:3b. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
You've got to be born. You want to know how to get God in your life, how to get Christ, how to get the truth of Christ. He said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." You want to get the way, the truth, and the life, you got to be born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to be born again. Come on now. Hallelujah. Give me the next scripture.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Hallelujah. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Hallelujah.
All things are past.
New creature.
And behold.
New creation. All things. Go ahead and read that rest of it.
Behold, all things are become new.
The old things are passed away. Maybe you made some mistakes. Maybe you chose not the truth. You chose something else, and you had some consequences. That's all right. God forgives you for that. You get into Christ, you become a new creation.
Amen.
And you have carte blanche to go to God anytime you feel the need to.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ask him for forgiveness again. Prophet says, a just man, a righteous man, will fall 7 times, but he can get back up.
Amen.
God makes a way so you can get back up. So don't you feel no guilt. God will convict you of sin, but he won't make you feel guilty. That's the other guy. You get back up and let that word get all in you.
Mm-hmm.
Of God. And then the consequences, they will disappear. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture.
Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again.
When you stand on the truth, you think the truth. Hallelujah. Speak the truth. Live the truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You stuff going to come back to you. Press down. Good stuff. Shaking together. Heat up and running over. It's going to come back to you. Because truth, like stuff you say, do, all of that comes back to you like a boomerang. So what would you like to have it come back to you? The love, joy, peace, love, suffering, favor of God, the glory of the Lord Jesus, you want to have that come to you, or you want to have the consequences come back to you? It's your choice. Joshua, 24:15, says, "Choose you this day whom you going to serve." You got a choice, truth or circumstances. It's your choice what you're going to do. What you're going to do. Hallelujah. Any more scriptures?
No, sir.
Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. God. You didn't think I'd get through all that, did you?
Yeah.
use that for you. God's not a bully.
Hallelujah.
He's not going to make you serve him.
Right.
He's not going to make you choose Jesus.
Yes.
I suggest you choose him.
Amen. Yes, yes.
Sure. You got time. If you can hear the words that's coming out of my mouth, you got time, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
But don't wait too late.
Amen, amen.
Don't wait too long, because tomorrow is not promised to you, y'all. They tell me that folk leaving here every day. Come on now. You want to make sure you got your business fixed. You want to make sure you're standing on the truth rather than the consequences. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You want to make sure you got the gift in your life. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? If I can't buy one, can I rent one just a little while? God wants you to make a choice today. Don't put it off another minute, another second, another day.
Yes.
Because you may be gone. Used to be here today, gone tomorrow. Uh-uh. Sometimes here today, gone today.
Amen.
Get your business fixed right now. I don't care who you are.
Thank you, dear.
Who your mama, daddy are. I don't care on what side of the track you are. I don't care what color you are. You better hear what I say now. Get your business fixed. Choose truth or consequences, because there ain't no middle ground in that. Either truth or consequences. It's up to you. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. We thank you, Lord, that it fell on good ground. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the good seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100 folk, even 1,000 fold increase and blessing. And we give you the praise and we give you the honor and we bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Pastor Peaches, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word. Tonight, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank God we have a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. We don't have to accept the choices from the enemy and accept his consequences. Hallelujah. If there's anyone out there that wants to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, hallelujah, and want to call crop failure to some things that you've done, hallelujah.
Yeah.
God is able to do it. Thank you, Jesus. Repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you died and rose from the dead. And I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart and save me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is just that easy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You have gone from death unto life, and Jesus Christ is now your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please join us, hallelujah, in a morning prayer. But if you'd like to have a Bible so you can read the Word of God anytime, hallelujah, give us a call at 410-444-5152, and we will get a Bible to you. Hallelujah. And in the morning, hallelujah, rise up a few minutes early so you can submit the day unto the Lord and watch him bless. Hallelujah. That number is 720-527-5952, and the access code is 103-4545. Hallelujah. See you in the morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your word.
There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come,
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for your word. Thank you for your word, Lord.